Olson. Avondale, Currumbong, New South Wales, Australia. January 14, 1896. Dear Brother Olson, I feel very sad indeed when I read the report of the financial condition of the conference. I see in this report the fulfilling of the words spoken to me, that the Lord would hear the cries of his blood-bought heritage and would answer their prayers. The course of binding and oppression that has been entered into by those who were in positions of trust bears the disapproval of God. You have not had sure men for counsel. The course of Chadwick was no more grievous in the sight of God than that of the men who had been connected with him. The council meetings were not as they should have been, as has been oft repeated. Strife for supremacy, loud talk, and menacing expressions were there. Oh, had they known that the whole universe of God was ashamed of them, beholding their spirit and writing in a book their resolutions, which all in that great day appear as when framed in the mind. There have been dishonesty, fraud, the turning away a man from his rights, and disregarding the principles of the commandments of God. You have had men, schemes, and devising of plans, with the idea that you could, as a board, have power to do anything that would serve the conference and bring in a revenue. But it was more grievous in the sight of God because you were covering dishonest practices, saying, "The temple of the Lord." The temple of the Lord are we. Jeremiah 7, verse 4. Yes, but that temple was just as much in need of cleansing as the temple courts in the days when Christ was upon the earth. The Lord hates the mixture there was in the earthly temple. Unholy bartering in the temple courts brought forth the righteous indignation of an insulted God. And when he was come near, he beheld the city and wept over it, saying, "If thou hadst known, even thou at least in this thy day, the things which belong unto thy peace. But now they are hid from thine eyes." Luke 19, verse 41-42. And Jesus went into the temple of God, and cast out all them that sold and bought in the temple, and overthrew the tables of the money changers, and the seats of them that sold doves, and said unto them, "It is written, My house shall be called a house of prayer, but ye have made it a den of thieves." Matthew 21, verse 12 and 13. It was here divinity flashed through humanity, and the priests and rulers fled from before him, for there appeared, as it were, a flashing sword turning every way, like the sword to guard the tree of life. I send you these things with a trembling of soul, for I scarcely can gather faith to believe that they will receive credence or work reforms. But I dare not hold my peace. This must go to the mail. Now, my dear Brother Olson, I cannot, dare not hold my peace. I shall cry aloud and spare not. But I beg of you to hold fast the hand of God, and to see and act in the light of God. We are living in the solemn scenes of this earth's history. If ever there was a time when things should be called by their right name, it is now. This is no time to call sin righteousness, and to call righteousness sin. We must lay hold by faith now. It is time for everyone to be wide awake. I may have to write still more plainly if God calls me to do it. I shall speak. I shall not hold my peace. I am sorry, so sorry, that you have not heeded the cautions God has given you, and I fear for you that the outcome of matters will kill you. But God is able of these stones to raise up children unto Abraham. He will not have his word return unto him void, for it shall perform the thing whereto it was sent. But I beg of you to to rather let things go by default than to set men to help matters in any line who are not with the work, with God, soul, body, and spirit. Who can be found to take things as they are now and set them in order? I cannot see, but the Lord has men prepared for emergencies who will, under God, work out reforms. But it can now be only at a terrible cost and against terrible odds. I suppose you do not see the need of my writing this, but I think you will in time. I carry a heavy load, and I call on you in the name of the Lord to do your duty. I call on you at least not to encourage men to think you stand with them and sustain them, and thus give them influence. In haste.